It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Jen Shelton. Today in the news, school administrators, firefighters, and nurses gathered last month for a Stop the Bleed class in Haines. Participants practiced life-saving wound care skills and discussed how separate agencies would cooperate in case of a mass casualty incident in rural Alaska. First responders had to apply a tourniquet to a bleeding mannequin in under 30 seconds to earn a Stop the Bleed certification.
Two things you want to tell the patient when you're putting the tourniquet on are what?
This is going to hurt.
This is going to hurt, right? Make sure you tell them that. And
save your life.
This is going to save your life.
Bleeding is the number one cause of death in a trauma. A recent class at the Haines Fire Hall taught people the skills to respond quickly. Stephen Karnasis is the Disaster Preparedness Manager for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. He lives in Hoonah, but visited Haines in February to teach the Stop the Bleed class.
The report just came out from the Boston bombing that showed 90% of the patients that were brought in had some type of first aid or a tourniquet applied, and over 90% of them were inadequate as deemed by the surgeons and the doctors that received them. So people were putting things like shoelaces on, doing their best, but this kind of initiated our nation's training plan for, hey, we got to do a better job for teaching everyone the skills that it takes to stop a bleed to save a life.
EMS procedures for wound care have changed over the years. Karnasis says that tourniquets were not always used by EMS, but combat science developed from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan proved that tourniquets are highly effective in saving lives. The search class provided a kit to participants, and it was equipped with a commercial tourniquet. But Karnasis said the public can buy a tourniquet online for $7. He said that a tourniquet should be part of any first aid kit, especially a hunter's kit. And if a commercial tourniquet cannot be quickly found, he said that a purse strap, ratchet strap, or belt can all work to save a life. But shoelaces are not wide enough to be effective. The class taught wound packing for gunshot wounds as well. Amber Long is the nurse manager of the Haines Clinic and attended the class.
Right now we're learning how to pack like a gunshot wound using a roll gauze method and our fingers. So it's a good refresher not to let off pressure while you're packing that gauze, like take your finger out and put more gauze in.
Administrators from the Haines School also attended. They told Karnasis that they plan to order Stop the Bleed kits for the school. Karnasis said that there are grants available to cover the entire cost of the kits, and he'd like to see the kits in every classroom. He said there's also a nationwide push to teach the class to not just staff, but to students as well.
You know, we've had a number of school shootings where they were like, hey, had we done some wound packing, we probably could have saved some lives for students.
Karnasis calls both wound packing and applying a tourniquet perishable skills. They need to be practiced at least once a year or they'll be lost. He said that search hospitals are required to hold one class, like Stop the Bleed, every year. And they are required to hold one full multi-agency drill each year. Drills are in the field, and professionals work together to triage patients dressed in fake injuries. Clinics, unlike hospitals, are not held to this mandate. However, Search tries to hold both a class and a drill once every 2 years at all of its clinics. Haines first responders will hold a drill this summer where agencies will work together and respond to a mock casualty incident, or MCI.
We hope and pray that we never have any MCIs, but, you know, Haines did have an MCI last year. And so typically it seems like their history is they have one a year.
Clinics can declare an MCI anytime they feel overwhelmed by the number of patients. Karnasis says that the last time the Haines Clinic declared an MCI was in August 2024, when a canoe with 9 people flipped in Chilkoot Lake, and many had to be transported and treated for hypothermia. Haines Volunteer Fire Department Medical Director Noble Anderson, who also attended the class, explained that Stop the Bleed is an especially important skill to rural Alaska. There is no blood bank or blood bank access in Haines. Blood can be delivered from Juneau by the medevac, but immediate wound care is essential. The Haines Fire Department plans to teach a Stop the Bleed class for community members in the next year. That's it for the KHNS local news. I'm Jen Shelton. You can find this story and learn how to access the KHNS news as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan at 102.3 and translator K220 BK Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.